right. Why don't you start, Mom?
My name is Emily Cunningham. I am 45 years old. Today is December 27th, 2018. I'm speaking with Trudy Alexander, who is my mother. I'm also the co-interviewer is Truman Cunningham.
And I am 14. And Trudy Alexander is my grandmother, and we're recording in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
That's so cool. So, memes. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was it like as a child?
It was pretty fun too. You know, we had we did a lot of things. We had a camp to go to that where we learned to ride horses and swim and fish, and we went up there often, and you know, I had two brothers, so some fighting and some fun times. We played a lot of ping pong. We played a lot of baseball. And at night, we played games out in the front yard. That was really fun. And hide and go seek. And I always had a lot of family around. I had grandparents and aunts, great aunts and uncles, and a great grandmother. So I grew up knowing a lot of my relatives. And they were very special. It was really neat. And
what were you like as a child?
I was shy. I wish I had not been as shy. And I wish I'd been more outgoing. Shy. But I had a lot of friends and always somebody to play with. And there were always kids in the neighborhood that lived around us. So there were a lot of special friends. You know, one I live next to since we were 2 years old, and we're still just real close now.
What's her name?
Corinne Schlubach-Reiser. And then we ended up moving to my grandmother's house, and that was a couple of doors from the school, so I would walk to school every day and come home for lunch. And
okay.
You gotta speak into the microphone, Mom.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life? It doesn't have to be the most, but...
Yeah, you were close to your grandmother, weren't you?
Yes, I was very close to my grandmother. And there was a lot of turmoil in my family. And my grandmother was the peace. She was the rock. She was, I always knew she loved me no matter what. She was just the greatest. And she had great stories to tell. She tried to be an actress on Broadway, so she had fun stories. She traveled all over the world. And she had a lot of relatives, too, that were French and... very interesting stories, but she was always there, and just I remember her helping me with my schoolwork all the time, and just being a big help. And we played cards a lot, we played games a lot, and she was just great. She was just a great person.
What was her name?
Her name was Marie Lucie Celeste Levesque Ray. And people called her Bootsy. I called her Nanaw, and most of my friends called her Nanaw.
When was this?
Was all growing up, maybe all through my childhood, And then she passed when you were in the third grade, so I don't
1981.
It was a big loss. And I remember my grandfather that she was married to, but he died a lot sooner. But I can remember him, and he was a lot of fun too. So I was very fortunate to have them around, and my great grandmother around, and so many relatives that were a part of the family all the time, you know. That was a big blessing.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Personally would be becoming a Christian, knowing that Christ died on the cross for me, and I didn't learn that till I was older, and so it changed me. I knew that if God loved me unconditionally, then it was okay, and I wasn't as shy. I was more outgoing. I cared more about people, and it really changed my life. Professionally, I guess I would be the proudest about building about 4 different libraries and redesigning a couple, redesigning 2, and totally building and deciding where books went and everything on 3 different libraries.
What libraries were those? Where were they?
They were at Grace Presbyterian in Houston, Second Baptist in Houston, and Asheville Christian Academy in Asheville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Twice. 2 different libraries for Asheville Christian Academy.
So. And I thought you were going to say your move here would be your proudest.
Also, another proud moment would be moving to Asheville, North Carolina, because I knew only one person. I saw an ad in a magazine, kept trying to throw it away, and kept getting it out of the trash over 4 months. Finally, I said, okay, Lord, I'll go. I went to the interview, and Asheville was so much different than Houston. And so I decided to try it for an adventure. And
for how long? How long did you think you were gonna stay?
A year, and after the first year, they held my job in Houston. And my boss said, I don't think you're ready to come back to Houston. So I stayed another year, and that's when I met my husband now, Marshall Alexander. So it's a great miracle that I stayed another year. And I've loved Asheville too. But it's a miracle that I got here. You know, I had a lot of people help me with the move, a lot of people backing me. And I had the neatest house in Montreat, North Carolina, outside of Black Mountain. It was just the neatest place, and overlooked the woods, and it was just gorgeous. So.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Wow.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Or some dumb things.
What would be the dumb things? Well, one thing that stands out in my mind, because I almost lost my life, and it was going into these waves that were huge in Honolulu, Hawaii. I had no business going in them, and I never could find my footing. And about the last minute, I did, just as the lifeguards were coming to rush in and save me. I had no business doing that. That was dumb.
How long ago was that?
That was 1968.
Hmm. Why were you in Hawaii?
I went to summer school at the University of Honolulu and dropped out of school. And I had such a good time. I was there for 6 weeks. And so Hawaii just is part of my heart. You know, I love Hawaii because of that. It's a great adventure.
Was it hard to convince your mother to let you go?
No. She saw the ad first. It was a tour. And then about four other girls from Shreveport went with me that we knew. And she saw the ad and really kind of talked me into it. Yeah. So, but it's almost life ending.
Do you have any regrets?
Well, I'd rather not say. I would be a better mother, a better person. I would be, I wouldn't be as shy. I would be more outgoing. Those are big regrets. Yeah.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
Your children?
Well, start with Truman.
Yeah. Oh, wow. First of all, that they know the Lord as their Savior and follow Jesus. And second, that they're upright and love and honor their parents. What's wrong? And I really pray, I pray often for you and your children to have great marriages and a great family life. And it's, you've gotten a great example of a good family life, so that's good. Mm.
What about for me?
For you, that you follow your passion, that you enjoy every day, that you go to work, you enjoy every day for what you're doing, and have time to relax too, more than you have in the past, that I can still see you often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just press the chat. We're done, right?
Well, so you mentioned earlier how you kind of devoted yourself to Christ, like later on in life, or mm-hmm. Were you not born a Christian?
I was born a Christian, but I didn't know Jesus as my Savior. Mm. I wasn't a Jew and I wasn't a Catholic, but it's more accepting Christ as my Savior. And I tried reading the Bible growing up. I went to different churches, but I didn't really hear about Jesus. Mm. And then all of a sudden, God just surrounded me with these really strong Christian women that I loved. And
how old were you?
I think it was 1980, something like that, around 1980.
In what city?
In Houston.
Okay. Do you remember any of their names?
Euphonelle Goad, Dee Drake, Beverly Gregory, Joe Stone.
Melba, right?
Yeah, she's a good tennis player. And we would go to Bible studies, and Euphonel would be standing at the door waiting for me and sit beside me and turn to the book of the Bible where we were studying, even Psalms. I didn't even know where Psalms was. And so I just grew in the Word, and that made me grow in the Lord more and realize that I needed Jesus. You know, it's all about Jesus and following Him, and that's what I pray for you and for your family to do, because it gives life a whole new meaning. It does. And I'm just very thankful, because I don't know where I'd be without Him. You know, and it's an anchor to hang on to when you're going through tough times.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How was that?
I think thumbs up.
All right.
Is it on still?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, turn it off. It's called Truman. Truman, I grew up in an alcoholic family.
You can't record this?
Well,
can we record this?
Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up in an alcoholic family with a lot of drinking, and it changes your whole demeanor. You know, I was scared to leave home because I didn't know what would happen. I was shy. And you just grow up fearful. And so a lot of these, it was just a lot of turmoil night after night. And so to see y'all having peace is just the greatest gift ever. And you know, it's nice not to be in an alcoholic environment anymore. That's all I can say. It's just life changing. Don't have to worry. You don't have, you know, everything was a worry. And I guess that's where I started worrying a lot, was growing up, you know. And that's one of the things I have to fight a lot about, is worry and fear still. But the Lord's helping me change that.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Well.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Reeves.
Cool. That was pretty neat.
Yep.
That was pretty neat.